Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Friday. TGIF indeed. Now, yesterday I forgot to fucking post a daily dose. And I honestly forgot. Like, that is my bad. So I have to apologize to each and everybody out there. This is it's not something that happens a lot. But, you know, most of the time I'll probably come in and make up for it. But yesterday was just so hectic that it completely just escaped me. So I'll be making up for it with a daily dose over the weekend. But regardless of the fact, it's Friday. And that's what's important, because not only is it the precipice for the weekend, we're right on the cusp of it, but at the same time, for a lot of us, it's a nice week off. You're about to go into the holiday week and be able to enjoy what it has to offer, whether it be with friends, family, loved ones, whoever. The majority of you should be able to be preparing for what could be probably a long-awaited holiday at this point, because I mean, thinking about what happened with everything last year and how holidays kind of got screwed up, and now we're at a return to form in one way, shape, or form. And I think this is it's warranted, very much so. But regardless of the fact, let's go ahead and finish off this week by starting off on a fantastic foot and being prepared for an amazing, wonderful, hopefully just positivity filled weekend. So of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial daily dose. And I know you're hearing this, like, my nose, my allergies are just they flared up completely last night, so I'm just bombarded with sinus issues. But regardless of the fact, most of us need a reality check at times, and the universe has a funny way of making that reality check happen. It has a way of making us accountable for our lack of appreciation, for lack of a better term. And the thing is, because a lot of us focus so much on what we don't have rather than what we do have, the universe has a funny way of suspending us from certain luxuries. I mean, think about it. If you sit there and you don't appreciate, whether it be the people that you have around you, you know, the significant others, the friends, the relationships, whatever, if you don't appreciate, you know, jobs, a certain car you have, the amount of money that you receive, your living situation, so on and so forth, the universe has a way of just separating you from said thing for temporarily, or even putting you in a position where you're on the verge of losing said things. Because then what it does is it forces you to actually consider the option of what happens if you do truly lose it. Or it makes you come to some type of realization that, oh, you know what? I have not paid attention. I have undervalued the things that I have, the people that I have around. And the reason why I say it's funny is because the universe ends up testing you to see, okay, are you going to work to make sure that you secure this? Or are you going to make light of it and falter this opportunity or this potential second chance? It's always going to be up to you. But this is why I always try to tell each and every one of you to keep yourself grounded, because you never want to fly so high without looking down. And what I mean by that is that you never want to mentally, physically, emotionally move away from something to the point to where it comes completely out of view, and then you can't see it anymore, and you get sidetracked by everything else that's around you, or the things that could potentially, you know, block your view of the things that you should be appreciating. So that's what I want each and every one of you to kind of start focusing on and start to take inventory of the things that you have and the things that you technically should be thankful for within your life. And understand the importance of what each of those things hold in terms of in terms of weight, whether it be emotional, mental, whatever the benefit that each of those things have. You want to make sure that you take into consideration the positive impact that each thing could have and what could potentially happen if you lost each, either all of them, one of them, or some of them. And try to ponder on how you would feel or the impact that it would have on your life moving forward. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Enjoy your week and get everything out of it that you want to get out of it. Spend it with the people that you want to spend it with. But as always, until Monday. Salud.